We're going to talk about having fun this weekend and beyond with some new places to eat and drink in the city. President and Mrs. Obama chose to spend Valentine's night at Mini Bar in Penn Quarter. It's a pricey place, tough to get in there. Now, Chef Jose Andres is opening a new place next door that we could say is more approachable. It's called Bar Mini.
Bar Mini. Jeff Dufour, by the way, D.C. editor of UrbanDaddy.com, told Dimitri about it.
This is Jose Andres's cocktail companion to Mini Bar next door, something he's wanted to do for a long time. And you're right, it is nice in that you can have a little bit of that mini bar experience without making quite the same financial commitment that mini bar requires. 100 drinks on the cocktail list, which is quite formidable. Many of them with some of those Jose Andres molecular kind of touches, foams and airs and mezcal marshmallows and things like that, with a couple of appetizers, small plates types things that he's passing around every night, like slices of Iberico ham or salmon roe in a cone, things like that.
That's great, but you wouldn't necessarily try to fill up there. I mean, it's not a dinner spot.
No, I think it's more of a cocktail spot. Maybe you'd make a reservation there and then go to dinner somewhere else in the neighborhood afterward.
What's it look like in there? What's the atmosphere and how does it feel as you sit down and enjoy your drink?
It's a little unusual as far as cocktail bars go. It's almost the anti-cocktail bar, whereas most of them are sort of dark and candlelit. This is very stark white, some kind of minimalist, almost avant-garde-y furniture. There's a furniture that looks like a cactus and there's a little swing that two people can sit in. It's really quite unusual. And behind the bar is, as you might expect, with Jose, it almost looks like a laboratory with gizmos and gadgets that he's using to create new kinds of drinks and dishes.
You can get a drink at this next place too, but a far cry from Bar Mini. It's a saloon on Pennsylvania Avenue on the Hill. What is this called, and how are those animal heads on the wall, by the way?
Yes, about to open, called Bucarts, and they get the name from a Capitol Hill saloon in the same place of the same name that opened around 1882, stayed open throughout Prohibition as a non-drinking establishment, and then picked up again after Prohibition for a little while before finally closing down. It's a tiny space, very narrow, and about half of the seats are actually at the bar as a result. The kitchen is also behind the bar, so that's really the place to be, to see all the action, to see the buffalo heads, as you mentioned, for one thing, and also to see the bartenders and the chefs working. The owners, it's pretty interesting, did essentially everything themselves, finding things at vintage lots and talking to pickers that they know. So everything from the mirrors to the tile to the buffalo heads to some of the signage. There's even vintage exit signs that they found from decades ago. It all looks as 1920s or 1930s as you can possibly get.
Might be a silly question, but do you even have like the player piano music in the background, or do they play modern music there?
More modern music, but that's not a bad idea. Ragtime.
Try to take it all the way, you know, the extreme. Jeff, you've been telling us about delis that double as bars recently. There's another one to take a look at here at 4th and Massachusetts Northwest. This is called Carving Room.
I think we have a trend. Like DGS in DuPont Circle, this is a similar concept down by Mount Vernon Square, where you've got some house-cured pastrami, corned beef, things of that nature, sliced up into really good deli sandwiches. And then you also have a bar that takes its cocktails and its beer quite seriously. Unlike DGS, it's more of a quick serve thing where you order at the counter and then they'll bring it out to you. But similarly, you can sit down and you can get a serious cocktail. You can get 10 really good craft beers on draft. I think this is going to be a popular place.
Let's leave the food behind, at least for now, and head to Georgetown between K&M for what sounds like an amazing spa experience at Primed. But as with so many of these things, you can't just walk in unannounced.
Not at all. You have to be a member first, unlike pretty much any other spa that you've ever heard of. What you do is you sign up as a member, small initiation fee, and then you essentially book your spa service, whether it's a facial, a massage, what have you, for the same time every month, every 2 weeks, whatever you want. So it's essentially a standing appointment. And then if you don't even have time to do that, they have a mobile service where they'll come to you, give you your facial, your manicure, whatever, and then put you in a BMW and take you wherever you need to go.
Now that is luxury. Jeff Dufour, DC editor of UrbanDaddy.com. Read more about all the places he discussed at WTOP.com. Search Urban Daddy.